Blog Talk Radio.
Sherry's Playhouse presents Kitten.
Setting: a coffee house in the late 80s, very comfy with couches and tables, where you can play chess or just talk to people instead of staring into computer screens and ignoring each other. Three people are on the couch talking very seriously. They are all very into the discussion as a waitress comes up to heat their coffee, which they have in actual ceramic mugs.
Here you go.
Look, I have studied this from every angle, every single angle, I tell you, and I've watched every show. I should know.
You have no life.
I'm with you every single possible angle.
Look, I don't care what you guys say. Mary Ann was the sexiest thing on that island.
No way. Ginger was the sexiest thing.
Well, if you want to go for the obvious, mate. I mean...
As they argue on, two women enter. Maddie is a friend of all the combatants around the couch. She smiles at her friend and rolls her eyes at their argument. The other woman is strikingly beautiful. She looks like she escaped from a Batman convention. She appears to be dressed as Catwoman.
Everyone, hey, guys.
All of the people on the couch stop arguing and look up at her.
And silence falls. I would like you all to meet my new friend, Kitten McDowell. She's our new spiritual healer at the Enchanted Palace.
Hello, Miss Kitty.
Hey.
Greetings, all.
Of all the men, it is obvious the one who is most enchanted is Mark.
What do you advise on?
I am a healer and promoter of the mighty cat goddess. It goes back to ancient Egypt, and many of the modern religious rituals are based on her cat cult.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do know that.
The group all stare at Mark, and he is embarrassed but stands his ground.
Well, I do. I mean, I saw it on the Education Channel, and I found it fascinating. Really, really interesting. Do you give private readings?
Oh, yes, indeed, I do. I have private readings and groups at my apartment. Would you like to participate?
Yes, indeed.
Indeed, diddly do.
Shut up.
Mark throws a pillow from behind him and hits John in the head. John throws it back and hits Mark in the face. While the pillow fight is going on, Maddie and Kitten sit in chairs across from them at a safe distance from the pillow fight.
Boys, boys, peace and love, remember? Peace and love.
Mark and John stop throwing the pillows but roll their eyes at Maddie. Kitten then gets up and sits next to Mark, knocking Tom off the couch.
Maybe we could all go for a group reading?
Well, you know, what don't we forget that for a minute, and I'll try it out first, eh?
What a great idea.
Kitten's apartment. It is a cat haven. Everything is either cat material or shaped like a cat. All the statuary are cats. And there is a huge cat statue by the door. There are three cats in the apartment. Each has its own little throne that they are sleeping on. The couch is appearing to be a huge cat basket with lots of pillows. Sound of keys as Kitten enters, followed by Mark.
Here we are in my own private den.
Yeah, it is certainly a den, all right.
Mark looks like he's in a state of shock. Everywhere he turns and looks, there is some form of a cat. When he looks at Kitten, she seems to be transforming into a cat. Kitten curls up on the couch. She is stroking the furry arm and looks alluringly at Mark.
Come on, Mark. Sit down. Get comfy.
She pulls Mark onto the couch and curls against his side, stroking his hair.
Interesting apartment.
Perfect, isn't it?
Kitten sits on Mark's lap and rubs her head against his shoulder, her nail gently scratching him behind the ear. He tries to get up, but she has him trapped.
Doesn't this feel good?
Well, no, not exactly. Look, Kitten, I thought we'd eat, maybe neck a little, but this Purina special.
Meow. I thought we would get to know the inner us. You know there is a beautiful cat in us all. The goddess is within, and I suspect yours is very shy.
Oh, shy? Yeah, it's hibernating. Look, Kitten, I really appreciate your special interest, but my inner cat is a non-starter. I think you should forget all about him, and I will too.
Mark finally slips from under Kitten and runs to the door, but the huge cat statue is standing guard. He feels like it's about to attack him, and he screams.
Oh, bloody hell!
That is my patron saint. You can see she is protecting us from intrusion.
Yeah, and prevent escape. Would you please call a big kitty off?
Kitten slithers off the couch. She is pouting. She walks to a switch on the wall, which pulls the cat to the side of the door.
Very well, Mark. You may withdraw. It is a shame. I am sure it is within you.
Oh, thanks. Goodbye. Forever.
Mark opens the door and runs as if the big statue of a cat was going to chase him. Kitten closes the door and looks at her icon.
Oh, too bad, my princess. It seems we have found another chicken within a cat suit.
Mark and John's bachelor pad. It is the usual mess for two sloppy men living together. There is some good furniture. You can see it under the clothes and empty pizza boxes and beer cans. John has a script in his hand and is practicing. No, your underwear is not white enough. No, your underwear is not white enough. Really, it's not. No, I can't improvise with this. That is how I lost my last job. Mark comes into the apartment. He does not look at anything but the couch. He throws the papers and pizza cartons onto the floor and flops down on it. He puts both hands over his face. Hey, so did the fur fly? Mark removes his hands and looks balefully at John.
I guess you could say that.
Really? Cool. How far did you get?
Let's just say I barely escaped with my life as I know it. Intact.
Oh, right.
Not like that, you goof.
Oh. Oh? Oh.
Yeah. I ended up with furballs inside my mouth. John, really, this woman is weird. Like, scary weird, not cool weird. She actually thinks she's a cat. And she wanted me to find mine, my inner cat. I just shuddered and escaped from her life. I mean, this place looked like Catwoman's lair in Batman.
Well, that is kind of cool.
John, that is cool if you're at Batman Con, not on a date. No, this was truly frightening.
John finally got it and was full of sympathy. Why don't you relax and I will make you my famous bad date recovery dish. Spaghetti and garlic toast.
Midnight?
It's medicinal.
Hey, what were you rehearsing?
Oh, that was a new commercial, but I am waiting for the sides for a revival of a play. I'm really excited about that.
Oh, cool. What play?
It's T.S. Eliot.
Oh, which one?
Cats.
You bloody moron. Oh, flipping.
We fade out as Mark chases John around the apartment with the eye of the tiger.